Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
One more time, and it's pretty good that we get to start with breaking news, because
yes.
It's not often that we get to do that at this time of day, 9 o'clock. Usually everything happens at 10, right when we get off.
Of course, yeah.
But
they wait for us to get off the air.
We're starting with breaking news that I'm sure some people might be disappointed at. I think this might be a good thing in the end. Buffalo Pro Soccer reopening their site selection process. They are no longer pursuing the planned soccer stadium site at Elk and Lee Street, the former Madai College soccer field. They're just announcing that right now at 9 o'clock. So a big change for this, which, Joe, I have to admit, like, it sounds like bad news. I feel like this is very good news for the team.
Great news. It delays the first season till 2027.
That's terrible news.
But it get yeah.
like it is.
But we talked about this. Rushing out to meet that 2026 to a stadium that's going to most likely going to fail, or finding a place where people want to go.
Now, the news release from the group led by Peter Marlette Jr. says Buffalo Pro Soccer announced it will no longer pursue its planned stadium site at Elk and Lee Streets. The club has reached an agreement with South Buffalo Development to terminate its lease after an inability to work through disputes relating to the operation of the neighboring PVS Chemicals facility. Buffalo Pro Soccer has officially reopened the site selection process with plans to play its inaugural season in 2027, now pushed back a year, because again, the season kicks off in less than a year. This March, if you don't even have a site yet, would be pretty hard to get a stadium done. But again, that you know, it's interesting when you hear, like, all right, you know, chemicals, like, all that's been mitigated, whatever, and then a couple months later, yeah, the chemical site might be a problem. And you know, just it's again one of these things, like, how often do I say it, Joe? Like, what's the simplest way of looking at something? Like, what's the most obvious question that everyone wants to be too smart to ask? Should we build this soccer stadium right next to this big chemical factory?
Yeah, that should be one of the first questions.
Yes or no, check one box.
Yeah.
No. It's the simplest question. It's what's the simplest way we could put it? Boom. There you go.
And I never got to do my sprints. We were going to test the sprints on that field compared to anywhere else. What would you have said if they said, hey, we're reopening the process, we'll play the first season at a temporary home? I mean, is that the wrong way to approach it?
I don't think they would allow that.
Okay.
The league would not allow that. It's a tough thing to, you know, at all, where a lot of people ask, well, why not? Oh, the Bills have an open stadium, which they're demolishing, by the way, for parking. Like, yeah. It's not... like, there's just going to be the old stadium sitting there for the next 30 years.
For anything we need.
Yeah.
That comes
yes.
up.
Oh, why don't they just play in this? Hey, we're building a new stadium. Why don't they just play in the football stadium? Like, you're not taking I don't want to offend anybody by saying minor league soccer team and putting it in. It's a professional sign. It's a great league, but still, you're taking a soccer team, a startup team, and putting in a 60,000-seat stadium when you might draw, you know, 10 to 15,000. It's going to look, that's a great crowd. It's going to look completely empty.
All the games are televised.
Yeah, you're not putting in a baseball stadium for this, whatever. The leagues want you to have, before you have a team, a place to play that is a soccer-specific stadium, because they've realized over the years, and now you see like all these MLS teams, there's only a few, like Chicago's one of them, but they're building a new stadium downtown. Right. It looks pretty cool, by the way. There's only a few left. If, I mean, maybe Carolina or Charlotte might be one of them. I'm not sure. But they all used to play in the football stadiums. Now none of them do. They all have specific soccer stadiums, lower capacity, a much better atmosphere. Everybody loves it better. It looks better on TV. It feels better to be in instead of a big half-empty stadium. That's what the leagues want. So they're not going to go forward unless you have that.
I agree with you. I think this was set up to fail where it was, and I'm happy that they're taking a step back and saying, "Hey, we'll reopen this." I hope they can get some help from the state and see where this goes. So happy that they've reopened it, and hopefully next week, Brian, you guys can we can get them on and talk to them about where they go from here.
Well, that's. Do you hope they get some support from the state?
Yes,
you're hoping for that.
We're the second biggest city in New York. I was about to say the second biggest city in Buffalo. We're the second biggest city in New York. This is something, it goes beyond soccer. You put it somewhere downtown, a struggling downtown that desperately needs help. You add an event space, and you have another attraction downtown. I think it is worth the state funds to do something beside the Bisons, there's no consistent summer event downtown. This would be nice to have another event center downtown, somewhere where you could bring something.
Event center is a great way to put it. Not soccer stadium.
Right.
Event center.
Yes.
Is kind of how you have to sell it, but also what you would hope that it turns into. I'm not for the blanket statement of the state should help in getting this going. I am 100% behind that ask from earlier this year of what we understood was that for the state to help fund half. I am, by the way, you know, somebody texting in soccer, haha, you know, soccer, I don't think it's a you love it or hate it, but there are definitely people who hate it. Full disclosure, I'm wearing a soccer jersey. We'll talk about this. Yeah. Like, this is, so I am 100% in support of what the original ask was, which was for the state to support by paying in half, or about, was it 10 million or 20 million?
20 million.
It was 20, the whole thing was 20 million, or the state?
I believe they were asking 20 million from the state.
Okay.
And that's what I meant when I said
either or, whether it's 10 or 20, I would be 100% for whatever support they need to get to the former Buffalo News parking lot downtown. That exact location. That location only.
That, yes.
Not any, and you know, you move anywhere else,
you're on your own.
That's kind of how I feel about that. But when that location, it is 100% worth it for the state to get involved.
That's what I mean. What they were asking for before from the state, I don't think is crazy, especially like you said, for that spot downtown. Make that whole area the event area of downtown.
Yeah. I mean, to be able to walk past you could have two games going on at the same time, two big events going on at the same time in Buffalo. Like, you know, it would be like a real city.
I mean, the downtown is begging. I have done numerous shows on downtown Buffalo, and they just need something lit. They need a start. They have not been back to where they were before the pandemic. I do think this is an attraction that gets people downtown.
It's, again, I said it for the team here, I do think it is good news with bad news. Like the bad news of not starting next season, you know, why 2026 was so important to start. That's when the World Cup is. The World Cup is in America, you know, Canada, as close as Toronto, too. Canada's hosting some games.
Right.
That's the time when people pay attention to soccer.
Yes.
You know, that is the time. I love, Joe, the Gold Cup is going on right now. It's like the regional tournament. USA won last night.
Yes.
I've gone out for, I haven't been able to this tournament, just got a lot of stuff going on. But I've gone out for Gold Cup games. There's a nice crowd of people watching the team. Usually you go out for the Gold Cup. It's pretty cool. when it's the World Cup, it's the entire place is packed, and so are all the neighboring bars of the overflow people who can't fit in to the first one. I mean, it's just on a different level of excitement that it brings, and you wanted to kind of capitalize on that and say, hey, you like what you're seeing? We have it right here tomorrow. Yep. Like, come on down. $10 or, you know, whatever the special you want to run.
It's a great
give
sell.
Us a chance. Like, it's the perfect time. Now you can't do that. That stinks. Like, that really stinks for getting things off on the right foot. But it's 100% the right thing to not be in that neighborhood that, I mean, we ran through it before.
Yep.
It's, you might say it's close to everything, but it's inaccessible in the terms that you're not walking from there to anything nearby. Like, right. There's not neighboring bars and restaurants that are an easy stone's throw away or walk to. There's parking or whatever. That's great, but you're not right by the train line like your other preferred location was. And to be honest, it did kind of put a shadow over the idea just in the terms of people start questioning your judgment when you say, like, no, this is going to be, we're going to be here next to the chemical plant and this is going to be great.
Right.
Like that, it starts to make people go, what? Right. It's again, going back to what's the simplest question you can ask? Like, what's the most obvious reaction to what you're saying? Huh? Like, you sure about that?
They picked the site that most people were saying, please don't. Of any place, please don't go there. And hey, you know what, Brian? It takes a big person to step back and say, you know what? This isn't working out. And admit, you know what? We have to go back to the drawing board. And I think in the long run, they might not capitalize on the World Cup, but I think this is, if they get it right this time, I think it's 100% worth it.
It's, hey, like I said, I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, you're really, it sucks to be to not be going next year, like, to put it plainly, but in the long run, you hope this is the best choice. So that's the breaking news to start off the show. Gotta love it.
Gotta love it.
Something fresh and to
USA,
talk about.
USA won last night, speaking of hockey, soccer.
Yeah. One of the two. This actually, July 3rd, that's probably one we can beat. People in hockey. Yeah, playing like a beach or something like that.
Well,
you know?
Hey, in a few seasons, they'll still be playing the cup on July 3rd.
Oh, Jesus. No, thank you. We were just talking before we went on the air. I got a great picture.
Yes.
My son holding his first poop in the bathroom. I mean, that's an exciting.
It's a milestone moment.
It's exciting stuff for me. Not so much for the milestone, but you can see the way out.
Yes.
It's like the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Like the saying goodbye to diapers, the training process and everything. Like, it is, all right, it can happen.
It's a big hump that you are on the downward of.
Which you'd think, all right, hey, you've been through this before. You can see it before. You know there's light at the end of the tunnel. Let me tell you. Different kids are all different. You never know what to expect, right?
Right.
I mean, like, one can go one way, the other completely different. And I can tell you, having two kids, different personalities, different everything, and you didn't know what to expect going around the potty train the second time. So no. It's a good picture to get this morning.
That's great. That's great. I definitely need the pointers because we're going to be entering that phase in no time.
Yeah. Do you think he's ready?
I think he's, it's getting there. I mean, you know, we're walking to the bathroom. This is the toilet. He sees his nephew use the toilet, right? His niece is training when he's at daycare. So he's seen kids his age using the toilet. I think that's helping as well.
That goes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
To me, the biggest thing is, like, does he know when he has to go or is going?
He is starting to verbalize when he's going.
Yeah,
does
that's
that make sense?
The big thing.
Yeah.
Like, to be aware of it.
Yeah. He still will call one the other sometimes, so there might be a little confusion.
You know what? It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because both of them you have to do in the toilet.
That's...
So that's
a good point.
Both of them. It doesn't matter if you think one is the other or whatever.
Yeah.
You mess up the names. They all go in the toilet.
You're on the toilet. Yeah.
That's how it works. One doesn't go on the wall and then, well, sometimes.
I was going to say, I've been to some bathrooms.
But that's for when you're older.
Bathrooms. Yeah.
They both go in the same place. So I think you're all good. It kind of works out that way.
Yeah.
I had to go to the doctor yesterday for the first time in a while, and I saw a new doctor for the first time in my life. Well, I've seen other doctors.
Right.
But my main doctor, I've had the same one my entire life.
This is a new main doctor.
New main doctor. I just always gone to the same doctor.
Yeah.
He runs a family practice.
Great luxury.
Retired. See ya. Nice car. I mean, I guess it had to happen sometime.
Right.
Right? I guess we hope to not outlive the first doctor that we see.
Well,
that's the idea.
Right.
Other
way around.
Yeah, other way around.
You don't want the doctor that's seen you since you were younger.
Yeah.
And they don't want to outlive you either. I mean, that's...
Exactly.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be doing their job.
Right.
But I have, for the first time in my life, this is... We've talked about this a million times before. Signs that you're getting older. This was a big one. My doctor is younger than I am.
Wow.
Now, it's only by like a couple months.
But still.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like when I heard What's My Age Again on the Classic Hit station.
Yeah. 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 Like that kind of thing. Like, oh, I remember when this came out.
Yes. Yes.
Classic. What are you talking about? My doctor is younger than I am. Now, surely I'm not the first person to ever experience this.
No.
It happens all the time.
And you'll hit an age where all your friends have younger doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the first time in my life. Now, no matter what doctor I've seen, you know, when I broke my foot, when anything else.
Right.
The doctor's always been older.
Yeah.
Now, he's my age. How does that change? Now, like, I don't doubt, smart guy, obviously.
Yes.
And I don't doubt my old doctor, like all the people who worked there who brought him in, thought he'd be great to take over the patients. Like, I trust them completely.
Right.
Well qualified, I'm sure. I mean, I didn't see the diploma.
Isn't that one on the wall? My doctor's
not
got his
in the
diplomas.
Waiting room.
Oh, my doctor's got diplomas all over the office. I think
probably in his office.
Yeah.
He doesn't call me in the office a lot. That's if I'm tipping over chairs in the waiting room, I might get called in. But
I thought the room was his office.
No.
Oh, my doctor.
Is that how it
my
goes?
Doctor's got his desk and
computer, everything?
Yeah, yeah. And the table that you sit on.
They got a couple patient rooms.
Okay.
Separate the two
bit. You go to a big practice.
Not that big, but it must be big, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the only one I've been to.
That's right.
I can't say. So I'm assuming he's all good. It seemed like he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
Spoke with confidence. Very important.
But there is something about an older doctor who you know has been through it. They've seen the increase in technology. You know, if something breaks down, they can go, hey, well, in the 70s, we did this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
There's always that, like, when you're my age and you think about my age or younger, like, oh, you're just like me.
Right. You're asking AI.
What do you know?
Exactly.
Probably paid attention in class a lot more, went to a lot more classes, yeah. But, you know, what do you know?
Yeah, wasn't sitting in his math teacher's office senior year to make sure he passed and could go to college.
Isn't it a little bit of a weird
it is.
Situation?
It is, because I still view people, like, I view people our age. I mean, it's just like, we just got out of college and we're almost 20 years removed.
Yeah.
You know, like.
It was just kind of I don't know. It's a different, it was definitely a, wow, I must be old. I'm older than my doctor.
I mean, we're getting to the age, like, when people are getting married at our age, it's like, wow, I'm getting married late. You know what I mean? Like, we are starting to get to that age.
Oh, yeah. I've felt that way for a little while. Now, I feel that way about people way younger than me.
That's true. I mean.
Tell people all the time, clock's ticking.
There are people younger than us getting married for the second time.
That's, my wife points that one out.
Yeah.
That's how she's like, man, you know, we're getting old, and you start to see the divorces.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, that's one way to put it.
it's a great point.
Like you really dwell on the positives here. I'm just focused on being older than my doctor.
But it is like there's people I went to high school with that are on their second marriage, and I know one who's on their second divorce.
I just don't want to be the person who like comes in like, hey, doc, I'm going to show you something you've never seen before. You know, like, right?
Yeah, because you know your first doctor saw it all. I mean, they had been through the ringer.
Mm-hmm.
This doctor might still be seeing some stuff that they've only seen in Kramer's, you know, medical book, haven't seen an actual person.
It was in the book.
Yeah, this was in the book. I saw a slide on this. There was a PowerPoint. I think everyone can relate to what you're feeling.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Like I said, I know I'm not the first, but it was a first for me. Kind of an eye popper.
We're getting old, man. We're getting old.
You walked in. I'm like, okay. Hey. Do you remember? Anyways, B-Mass and Beamer back in just a little bit on WBEN. It's Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer on WBEN. Somebody texting in saying you were talking about Niagara Falls.
Yes.
What do you think about a soccer stadium in Niagara Falls? Could you, in your travelings through Niagara Falls, fit it in somewhere?
Yeah. Bring the bulldozer. I could find a few places. It's, you know, it's, in all seriousness, it is really sad. I mean, Niagara Falls, as much as I talk about downtown Buffalo, Niagara Falls really needs something. It's, Brian, I did not know the extent of rundown buildings, caved in roofs. I mean, street after street after street of build. There was one place that said, you know, the best Italian food in Western New York. Maybe it was 30 years ago. The place isn't open anymore. In the back of it is starting to, it's doing one of those diagonal cave-ins where it's like all caving backwards.
Oh, well, it's trying to look like a building from Italy.
It's
authentic.
It was really depressing because, you know, if you're New York State, you have a gift in Niagara Falls. And it's completely the forgotten city.
I was bullish on Niagara Falls not that long ago when the Rapids Theater there was really, I mean, they were starting to bring in some good acts, and there were good crowds of people there, and I said, okay, and then you had Community Beer Works saying, all right, we're going to move into Niagara Falls. It was all kind of happening, like, all right, if there's this here, there's something to do, maybe you start building a little momentum,
right.
And it's not hard to just then extend that momentum, like build a little bit of a pathway from the falls itself down to where this is going on. It could happen, and then, you know, the COVID, and then the Rapids Theater shuts down because he misuse all the COVID relief money. And now I haven't been to downtown Niagara Falls, and I can't tell you how long because of that. So it seemed, just as the ball seemed to be rolling, it was taking a step back. On the soccer stadium, though, unfortunately, in the battle between Buffalo and Niagara Falls, Buffalo
still wins. Yeah. No.
I mean, you're going to, because I'll say if you put it in Niagara Falls, you're kind of, it's inaccessible for people in Buffalo and the surrounding suburbs.
Yes.
And if you're in Niagara Falls listening, you might say, well, if you put it in Buffalo, it's inaccessible to me. Yeah. But that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Right. 50,000 versus 500,000.
The way it's going to happen. I mean, if they were looking for another chemical plant, though, to put the stadium next to, Niagara Falls is your place.
Yeah.
If that was a prerequisite, we might have had your thing right here.
I mean, and, you know, it would be, to me, we talk about the $1 billion to put the tunnel on the 33, Brian. I mean, it's something that's taken up a lot of our shows. And, you know, people in the area, I think more now, don't want it than want it. You could just start with half of that by just repaving the streets. I mean, have you been in front of the Delta Sonic on the boulevard? Oh my gosh. If you don't get into the left lane, you're going to be taking your car into the shop next door. It was really sad. It was a really eye-opening experience. Obviously, you have the Outlet Mall, which is beautiful. You have the military Wegmans and Tops Target Plaza on the boulevard. There's some really nice stuff going on. But you venture far off from that or far off from the falls. Like I said, when I'm seeing houses caved in, when I can still see the mist from the falls, something's wrong here. And it just seems like New York completely forgot about the falls.
Yeah, I always want to push back on part of that and just say, like, you can say that about most cities.
No, it's you're not
right.
Wrong.
Like, you take a turn this way or that way, and you're going to end up in a place you don't want to be. Like, that's
true. But usually
true.
Not that far from the attraction.
Yes.
I mean, look at Vegas. You know, don't walk from the Strip to Fremont, but you still have to go a few blocks.
You could walk a few blocks north on the Strip and end up in a place you don't want to be there.
Exactly. No, it's true. I'm surprised with how close to the falls all of that was. And like I said, it was very eye-opening to me. And I'm not saying anyone has to go spend 12 hours in the falls like I did delivering DoorDash, but just do a drive-thru, and I think you'll see what I'm talking about. It's sad because I think there's a lot of I still think in 2025, in the position New York's in, there is opportunity to build off of the attraction. And again, I'm not taking anything away from the beautiful park there. And yes, there's a day worth of stuff to do to see the falls. But usually people are planning days long vacation. And if you go on some of these websites, the reaction people who have not been to Niagara Falls, New York before have, it's eye opening. I think it's a lost opportunity.
Yeah. Any hope in it changing?
No. No, but I always hold out hope. You know, like I said, I might disagree with the politics in Albany, Brian. I might disagree with people in the Rath building, people in City Hall, but I will always love Buffalo, love Erie County, love Western New York, love New York. I want what's best for these places. And that is why at times I am so vocal, because I do love living here. I love the people here, and I want what's best. I want what's best for the city of Buffalo. I think there's a lot of opportunity. I want what's best for the Falls. And that's why I'm so vocal. Yes, I might disagree with the people in charge, but I still want what's best, regardless of who's in charge. Like, I want what's best for this area. I love it here.
Over the next couple of days, a million fireworks shows.
Yes.
Across Western New York. I don't think you can have too many.
No. Last night was a wake-up call for me. 11:15 on the field across. I know that wasn't a professional one, but that was a bit of a wake-up call. But no, I love fireworks, especially when you can see them from home and don't have to venture out somewhere.
It was a professional in training.
Yeah. Maybe they'll be launching them next year.
We were talking a lot this morning about, you know, tonight it's Kenny Field in Tonawanda. Tomorrow it is both the city and North Tonawanda and Wheatfield. So within eight miles, you get three professional shows between today and tomorrow.
God bless America.
It's like the battle of the fireworks.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that you've done since you were a little kid. It doesn't get old.
No. You mentioned UB, and for years we would come up to UB and park at the Pepsi Center, which is now the Northtown Center, and put chairs out, and it was an amazing show. And it's sad that one's gone away. But you've living in North Tonawanda, you've got it all. I mean, fireworks central these next few days.
Well, we've never actually gone to the fireworks right around the corner from us.
Yeah.
We've never actually been there.
But can you see them?
You can hear them.
Yeah.
We can't see them.
Okay.
It's too much, clouds and everything. I could see, by the way, City Hall from the town of Tonawanda. City Hall in Buffalo from the town of Tonawanda yesterday on the street.
That's amazing.
Looking down Elmwood. It's not Elmwood in the town or on the other side of Sheridan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
But I was driving down, I could see City Hall, and I never remember having that much visibility where you could see for miles and miles going that way. But anyways, the fireworks that we usually go to, our friend's house before they moved would butt right up to the Wheatfield ones at Oppenheim Park. So we would just go there, and you could watch them right from their front yard. You know, the huge fireworks show was amazing. They've moved. So now we're probably going to do the big, you know, city, but we don't know the best vantage point. So it's going to be like a first time trying to go out. And in a bunch of years, we didn't go out because, you know, our kids are usually in bed by like 7.
Right.
And we ran the calculus, you know, the last 2 years we went and, you know, we had a great time. But for the first few years, we're like, all right, is it worth him seeing the fireworks for throwing the whole schedule out of whack? And we just never got to the point where it was like, yeah, let's do it, until a couple years ago. Now, once you start, you can't go back.
Right.
So now we're bringing our two-year-old along with, and the whole thing will be out of whack for him. So we'll see how that goes on the 5th and everything else.
And you're now you're looking for the right vantage point.
We're looking for the right vantage point.
You've got the people in power.
Also, somewhere that we're going to have to set up a portable potty, Joe.
Ah, that's right.
You can't ever be too far away.
Okay.
Not for me, but right, like it throws a complication into the matter.
Right, that's another wrench in the situation.
You have to be by the toilet
at all times.
Yeah, because that's part of it. Is you can't just say like, well, just you know, go over there.
Right, and you can't go back to the diaper now.
No.
For a special
event.
Those
are thrown out.
Right. Okay.
That would be the tip that I give you. I can't give you any tips.
Okay.
My wife could give you tips.
All right.
She's the brains of everything. I can't. You know, I could just parrot what I remember my wife saying. Once the diaper's gone, it's gone.
Okay.
It's thrown out. You're done with it. Sayonara. You never go back. Because once you go back, it's given, and then it's gonna take way too long.
So whose car are you guys walking? Do you walk or are you taking the car to the fireworks?
Probably walk.
Okay, I was going to ask whose car does the toilet go in?
Yeah, we've done that. We've been there before.
Okay,
I've been in the it stands right now to be the only time my oldest will ever be at the current Highmark Stadium, the Kids Day.
I remember this.
We were sitting by each other for the part of the game that we stayed for.
Yeah.
The Kids Day game, was it 2 years ago? And at that time, we left the game, and I pulled a toilet out of the back of the car.
Yes.
And he was in the parking lot, and I said, don't worry, you're not the first person to do this. You are the first person to do this where someone walking by would completely understand. But
right.
In the parking lot of the stadium with that, making him go. So it goes in the car, it goes wherever.
By the way, speaking of that, I am excited to say Kids Day this year, my son will be able to, I will be able to say that he was at a game at Highmark Stadium.
Yeah, we're out of town, of course.
Oh, okay.
Like the one weekend where, and there's not a second preseason game this year.
Right, just one.
To do it.
Yeah.
Which kind of stinks. So we're out of town, like the one time I was thinking like, oh, it would be cool to say you were there. Like, were you ever at the Odd?
Yes, Garth Brooks.
For Garth Brooks?
Yeah.
I forget you're like a year and a half almost 2 years older than me.
Yeah, my dad got in a car accident before the concert. I'll never forget that day. And my sister cried the entire time, so my mom didn't get to see it. But it was Garth Brooks, and you know what people could still do at the Odd when I saw Garth Brooks there?
Smoke.
Smoke.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I went there for the circus. It would have been at the Odd, and like maybe one other event. But for a game, I remember being there for one. And it was probably only one period of one Sabres game, but I do remember going to one game. But then, like, I can say I was at the Odd, like, it closed down when I was five. Like, I was there at the old building.
So I was not there for a game, but we didn't live here till 99, right? So we didn't live here when it was open. We drove from Hornell to Buffalo for the Garth Brooks concert. So that was my entrance in the Odd. And then, obviously, I've told the story about me breaking into the Odd. Right before they tore it down, and I took a seat back. I think the statute of limitations is up on that. That was 20 years ago.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to come looking for you.
So I've been in the Odd.
Have bigger fish to fry.
I've been in the Odd twice. I went to the Garth Brooks concert, and I broke in back in like 05, 06.
See, this is where, like, this you will never understand millennial parents. The person who just texted this in, someone said there's plenty of trees and bushes to use as a bathroom. Yes, I know that. That's what we would have done when I was younger. But now it's all about you have a million people teaching you parenting philosophy. Now you have to make the connection that it's only okay to go in the toilet. Like that is where you go for this, you know, boot camp of potty training.
Don't teach bad habits.
Right. Not that it's necessarily a bad habit. Like sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
I remember my JV assistant lacrosse coach. One time we were playing on a field, and there was no bathroom, and he said, the world is your toilet. I still remember that.
I think I've said that a few times to people.
It was, you know, I mean, back when we were playing sports, there were still fields that weren't near the school. There was no Porter John.
Oh, yeah. It was in the woods.
Yeah, exactly. I forgot what school it was, but, you know, that he said that, and he goes, the world is your toilet. Go to the bathroom.
We did a training camp in soccer. We ran through the woods, and half the team stopped to go while you're in the woods. Get a break and go at the same time.
Yeah.
Break from the running. Yeah, that doesn't. It's not the same anymore. The turf fields and everything like that.
Yeah.
You can't make that happen.
They're tearing up my old practice field at Amherst, a project they were going to do 18 years ago.
For what?
They're putting turf on the practice fields now.
Oh, really?
So
that's a shame.
Yeah, I know. So there'll be lights and turf. It, you know, it's the baseball, it's the practice, it's the field hockey, it's all the different other sports.
The door is open for one of these schools to have a real home field advantage.
Go back to grass?
Yeah,
yep.
By having a really slow grass field and just slow everyone else down. And then you train on it all throughout the off season, and then when you get on the turf, you're lightning fast, and when they come over to your plate, like, they can't figure it out. Like, why aren't we running fast? Why isn't the ball going faster? Like, all that kind of stuff. There's an opening there for a school to take advantage of everyone else switching to turf.
I agree. There is one positive. My parents have been taking my son over there when he's at their house, and he loves the big trucks moving and the dirt and everything. So
I can look at that for hours.
Yeah, he's getting some good entertainment out of it.
You've got it all ready to go. But no, fireworks, back to what we were
sorry,
doing.
Sorry.
Back to where this conversation started 15 minutes ago. Fireworks does not get old as you get older.
No.
Like, I'll sit there tomorrow night and enjoy it just as much as I did when I was 6 years old.
Yeah, and be shocked by the one that goes up, shoots once, twice, and three times. Like, come on.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What's your favorite firework?
My favorite ooh. Are you talking about professional or ones that I like to do?
The professional.
Oh. I like a nice multicolor firework that blows up, and then there's like it bursts out, and then the burst outs have a burst out.
Yeah.
Does that mean I love that? I love a triple. I call it a triple decker. I don't know what the real name of it is.
Is that the one that like crackles at the end when
it
does that? Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
My favorite are, like, I just call them the bombs bursting. Just, you know, from the song.
Yeah.
The ones that just go up. They're not like big or anything like that, but they're the loudest ones. Like the big boom, boom, boom. I think a lot of times now, unfortunately, though, they save most of them for the finale.
Yes.
To like there, everyone's looking up, and then down low, like in the midst of all, you can't really see. It's not a huge firework.
Yeah.
But you have the boom, boom, boom to make it sound even louder. I like those sprinkled throughout the entire.
I do love a good finale, though. I love a good finale.
I know, even though I've never been, I know that the one in the city in North Tonawanda have a great grand finale.
Because you can hear it?
Because I've heard it from my bed. The past however, you know, whatever many years we've been there.
What do you think, you know, so you have the 4th of July fireworks. You know what I always think of on the 5th? Or what I always see, think of, what I always see? All the remnants of the fireworks. That never fails. I go down, you walk down Main
Street. Where do you see them?
Oh.
But like from people?
Yeah, I'm talking about from, not from the professionals. I'm talking about
where,
from,
but I want to know where does it, like how do they clean that up so fast, the pro shows?
That's a great question.
I remember one,
They're pros.
I was with you or with somebody else, but going to a Pittsburgh Pirates game before one of the nights they had fireworks, and they blow their fireworks off one of the bridges there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so, but before walking to the game, you saw the whole setup, which I thought was a little, like, I should not be able to get this close to this many fireworks.
Yeah.
like the amount of times I've been stopped, oh, sir, you can't go there for something stupid, and I just walked past 1,000 fireworks.
They're lucky you didn't have a lighter on you.
Yeah. But, where does all that go? That's got to leave a mark or something.
You would think
so. You never see it.
Yeah. You would think. I mean, they're pros, but I can't imagine they're going and picking, especially the finale, picking all that crap up.
They're amazing at doing it. Way to go.
I think that was the J.J. Putz blown save game.
Here's to the cleanup crew.
Yeah. This bud's for you.
Is that it? I couldn't tell you what happened in the game. I just know I saw the fireworks.
Yeah, remember the Lucas Duda hit a home run right next to us, but it was in that grassy part, so we couldn't get it. And then the Mets.
I remember that game.
The Mets blew a 3-run lead. Yeah. J.J. Putz was the pitcher.
That. I mean, I remember being there. You asked me what happened in the box score. I wasn't keeping score. Well, it's the last time, Joe.
It's Brian, I have loved every minute. It's been a lot of fun. I'm going to miss seeing you guys in the morning.
You're moving to. I'm going to miss having you in the morning.
Oh, thanks, Brian.
Because I think that people will not be surprised to hear this. You come in here like 4 whatever, roll in the studio, 5 o'clock, get ready to open the show. You inject a little bit of energy into the room.
Thank you.
Like there's a little bit of energy that you have here that you don't always get. So I'm going to miss not just you, but having that in the morning.
Well, I appreciate that.
Very happy to start hearing you a little bit later on in the afternoon.
Thank you. I'm going to try to bring that energy to 1 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday.
Try. I don't think you'll have a problem.
Yes.
That's going to be great.
So we'll inject that energy 1 to 3. You'll hear Brian in the morning at 5, me at 1, David at 9, Tom at 3. I did that all out of order.
That's exactly the way I would explain the lineup.
Yes. And don't worry, because I know this is everyone's concern. Hardline will still be Sundays at 10. We're not touching Hardline.
That's right.
So
what do you got coming up this week?
This week on Hardline, ErieNet. 400 miles, only 18 miles done. We'll talk to some officials on that and much, much more.
All right. Sounds great. We'll see you on Monday.
We'll see you on Monday.
Different times and places.
That's right.
Right here on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.